everyone, and welcome to New Sex Tour Review. Today's product is the 7 Thrusting and Vibrating 3D Realistic TPE Automatic Male Masturbator from Sohemi. So this is a very kind of basic toy. So if you're looking for something like super high-end, this isn't for you. But it's a pretty basic toy. It has some advantages over similar models. I'll go over that. But as you can see, it's got like a nice kind of hot rod type of a design with the red and the black. The charge cable uses kind of like a headphone jack. The charge cable input port is right here. So you just plug that in to charge it. It's USB powered, obviously. And there you go. And it has a kind of a waterproof gasket that covers the port when it's not being charged, so you could rinse this off in the sink or something and it should be okay. The buttons look fairly safe too. I wouldn't dip this underwater, but it should be safe just to rinse off if it gets, you know, any fluids on it and whatnot. Okay, so as you can see, this thing doesn't come apart. Now, normally with these thrusting type of toys, there's like a transparent middle section where you can unscrew it and you can take the cage out. This one's a little different. So let's take the cap off. All right, so there is the insert. As you can see, it's kind of a transparent. It says it's TPE, but I think it might be silicone because silicone is transparent, whereas TPE is usually not. It's usually white. But maybe they make a clear TPE. I don't know. Anyway, so here's the insert. When you take it out, okay, so there is the inside of the toy. Let me show you how it works. So we have the power button, we have an M, and we have a lightning bolt. So, you know, like, don't you gotta love it. So the M, it makes that go up and down. And you can hear the vibrator kick on. Okay, and there's high. Oh, I guess there's like a different, I guess there's not a medium, there's just low and high. And then it goes to a kind of like a pattern. All right. And then turn the vibrator all the way to high. The vibrator is actually pretty powerful. All right, so let's, can you see it, how it moves? Let me see if I could turn the, can I turn this off? Okay, hold on. I'm gonna turn the vibrator on. Nope. Okay, I guess the lightning bolt is like the ultimate attack, where it's full speed, full vibrations. So, okay, all right. Okay, let me explain what the buttons do now that I get it. So, power button. The M button goes to the different modes. That's what M stands for. And the lightning bolt button is just like max settings. So if you want it thrusting as fast and as hard and vibrating as fast as possible, that's what the lightning bolt is for. So anyway, let me show you that. All right. Well, here we go. This is max settings. Might be easier to see. All right. And the vibrator is, yeah, it's right there. See that white thing? The white thing right there, that's the vibrator. So it's actually attached to the cage. All right. So pretty simple, pretty standard. Okay, so here's the thing about the insert. The insert is actually all in one piece. Now, normally what you have is you have an inner chamber with an inner insert, and then you have like a separate cap. Now, the problem with those types of things is fluid can get in the middle. So what you'll have is you'll be using the toy and then some cum or lube will leak out of the inner chamber and get into the innards and it'll be hard to clean up. So what this one does is it attaches the two. So what happens is you put your penis in this cap. It goes through this middle chamber into this chamber is what goes up and down from the little the cage, the thing that goes up and down. So this middle part, it's not empty space. It actually kind of like compresses and stretches on you while you're getting most of the friction from this moving part here. So you clean it all in one piece, you pull it out, you can rinse it out. You don't have to worry about any cum getting out down into the innards of the toy. The downside of this sort of insert is it doesn't feel as realistic as it could be, because obviously a vagina or a mouth or whatever doesn't have like a little compressing, you know, bit in the middle. This is very unrealistic, but it does serve a purpose. The other thing I noticed about this toy, and if you notice around the edge of this toy, I don't know what happened, but it's like really beat up. It looks like this was like, I don't know, something hot touched it and like partially melted it. It's kind of warped and caused the integrity of the insert to be kind of, I don't know, messed up somehow. And here's the problem. So I'm gonna put this inside. So the inner kind of, you see how that just fell right in? So the inner chamber insert is fine, but you have to fit this lip around the other chamber. So you have to put the, make sure this lip is right. Now the problem is, see all this, like, see this? All this damage? I'm not really sure where this came from. I think this might be a manufacturing error. The insert, for whatever reason, is kind of bent in, and it wants to go down. So I'll show you what that looks like. All right, so we'll turn it on. All right, so this may not be super apparent, but because the insert's a little bit damaged, if I try to, like, thrust in and out, you see how the, well, you may not be able to see. This lip is kind of being pushed down into the toy. I'll just do an exaggerated, like that. That happened. All right? And now how did that happen? It happened because, well, let me stop this. It happened because, and that actually did happen while I was using it. The insert was manufactured wrong or something, or somebody touched something hot on it and melted it or something. It's very damaged on this side, and it wants to push in like that while you're using it. And when it does that, it causes the whole toy to break. Because, I mean, here, let me show you again. So imagine using this and that happens. And now, you know, then look at that. Then this is happening, you know, and then you're like, what the fuck? You see? You see how that works? All right, let me turn this off. All right, so, okay, let's talk about what they could have done to fix this. One, most of the time what I see is the top insert has some type of kind of a plastic thing attached to it that screws on. So what could have fixed this is if there was like a ring, like a plastic ring that was built into this insert that could fit. And I've seen this with other toys too, where the outer ring has a hard plastic ring that's wider than the hole, so the insert doesn't fall into the chamber. Another thing would be having a second ring that kind of pinches this. So you put the insert in, and then you put a cap over it that has a hole in the middle, and that cap holds the insert in place so it doesn't slide into the chamber like that. But this doesn't have any of those things. So, and now again, look, if you look at, this is very damaged for some reason, and it came like this. So I didn't do this. This is how it came. And this made it more prone to do the thing I've been demonstrating, where it goes into the toy. So I may have just been given a bad model, however, I have to review what I've been given. And also, you know, if you're going to be sending out a toy that has a messed up insert, well, then, you know, that's not a toy you want to buy in the first place. Anyway, so the toy is interesting in concept. It has some advantages over the ones with the separate chamber. However, I will say that having the separate chamber generally feels better. With the higher end toys, they're a little bit more complicated. Like with the separate chamber, you have to like take this apart and take the cage out. And yeah, some stuff can get in it. That's unfortunate. But, you know, the squishy kind of middle chamber doesn't, there's too much sacrificed, because having a squishy middle chamber, let me demonstrate, okay? So I'm going to just use my finger. I'm going to demonstrate why the squishy middle chamber isn't where it's at. So while this is happening, so this part of my finger or dick or whatever you want to talk about is getting some friction. This part isn't getting any friction. There's just the insert squishing on it. This doesn't feel good. This doesn't feel like anything. It's just a squishy middle part that serves absolutely no purpose other than making cleanup slightly less complicated. But it's not really worth it. The insert was flawed and it caused the toy to fail, essentially. Also, let's talk about price for them. Let me put this back together. All right. So again, once you clean it out, which is, you know, that's the one upside. It's easier to clean than one with a two-stage type of insert, but not really worth it in my opinion. Price. This thing costs $75.99, which is way too much. For a toy of this quality, And I mean that slightly sarcastically. This is a $50 or less type of toy. I would expect to pay maybe $35, $45, definitely less than $50 for a toy of this quality. So to charge $75, I think, is just outrageous. It's not worth $75. Especially with the flawed insert and the problems and the toy failing. And for $75, you could do much better than this. So the good news is I do have a coupon code, which is good for the whole site. So you can check out the Sohimi website. They do have better toys that are much more fairly priced. This just isn't one I'd recommend. Kind of crap. And there's, again, the problem is the insert. They need to reinforce this insert somehow so it doesn't fall into the chamber. Like, look how easily I did that. That causes the toy to fail. So it shouldn't be that easy. And maybe if my insert wasn't damaged, it wouldn't have happened that easy. But I suspect that, you know, sure, these little cuts and burns or whatever the hell's going on, that probably didn't help anything. But even if this insert was pristine, I could still do that. I could still push it in, you know? So I think it's just they cut a few too many corners. And here's the thing, if you're gonna cut corners, that's fine. If you wanna make a cheaper version of a more expensive, more elaborate toy, that's fine, but you have to charge less. So to charge $75 for this toy, which is clearly trying to cut corners and offer a similar type of toy for less money, you have to actually lower the price to reflect the corners being cut. You know, you can't have it both ways. You can't have a cheap kind of knockoff of a better toy and then charge the same price. So, disappointed with this. Not a recommend from me. But check out the coupon code. It's good for the whole site. You might find a different toy on the Sohimi website that is a little bit more fairly priced, a little bit higher quality, and you'll still benefit from that coupon code. 15% off everything in the store. So anyway, that's it. Thank you, Sohimi, for sending me this toy. This is Turd Flinging Monkey, and I'll see you next time.